but we are right behind a large shopping center, right behind their dumpster.
So your entrance will be behind the backside of the shopping center, and presumably, whether or not it was five units per acre or 15, basically 15 houses, seven on each side, say, of that one street that you're looking to build in the parcel, whether it was five or 15, I presume there would still be basically an entry wall or buffering that would be the frontage of your parcel. My point is that whether it was five or 15 units, it would still look the same, feel the same to all the passersby on Northwest 71st Street, correct?
That's correct, because the only street we border is 71st Street. So whether you built five houses or 15, you would run a street north from 71st into the property, and you'd be looking at the sides of the houses. So two right. houses along the street, you'd see the side of them. Whether there's five houses or 15, right. it's the same thing.
Thanks. So my point was just to the staff, really, I don't see what negative impact there would be, from 15 houses. I don't see that it would generate a considerable amount of traffic. We're basically talking about a city block, you know, seven houses on each side, even smaller than a city block. In Hollywood, typically we have, more than 10 houses in a block. So we're talking about one block of houses. That's not, I think, going to really impact the character or the traffic issues. Of course, we've had all the traffic analysis done, in the backup, and everything is consistent with all the findings. And so I personally, I'm happy to hear, but to me, it seems very compatible with the three units per acre that's on the east side and the surrounding area. And I don't think it's going to have a negative, scary effect from people who live there, and that the character of the area will remain the same, considering that the frontage, which will be the only visible part of this entire plan, will still be the same looking, whether it was 5 or 15. And so seems compatible to me, just consistent with what the planning staff has found.
Thank you. Commissioner Castillo.
I gave a lot of time and study to this item, and I want to commend the city of Coconut Creek. They are an incredible group with a long history of standing firm to support the interests of their residents, possibly more than many other cities in Broward. Coconut Creek has done that for a long, long time, and we respect them for it. They've been here numerous times on residential items, and I also recall their input when we dealt with the thorny dump issue that they had. What's it called?
Waste management.
Yes, and we had to, and they made a lot of sense when they made those arguments, and I commend them for it. Planning Council was established, I believe, in 1974, and the reason that we did that was because. I wasn't even a resident of Florida at the time, but the reason that happened, the reason we're even in being now, is to enforce a county land use plan, which is designed in large measure to make sure that all of the cities get along, that development doesn't conflict with neighboring cities, because you've got major avenues that separate cities. And so our role is to try to make of this very diverse county a theme that sort of sings rather than screams. And there are limits to, understandably, limits to what we should do. We are not we do not play the same role that a municipality plays. So a municipality decides their own zoning. They decide the uniqueness of their area, the theme within their area. But when it comes to unincorporated areas, and you have a neighboring city, it's always a conflict. It's always very sort of difficult to deal with that issue, because it is the county that actually sits as the city for that area. They're the only ones that really can make those particular determinations. In fact, I remember a point in time, Mr. Chair, we were both there, where there was a move to try to abolish this council, and the reason was that the council began straying into areas, at least it was felt at that time, areas that really sort of belonged to cities. Yep. And when we started to become a super city, the city sort of, and that gave way to the various different changes to the Broward County plan that sort of created a boundary, and it's kept the peace between us and Broward, and the Broward cities, and also allowed us to do the role for which we were originally designed. What struck me about this one is that it hadn't been annexed. And, you know, we're under, I think it's a state law, right, that we have to annex, the neighboring cities should annex all the areas. And it's understandable when you look at individual parcels that they haven't been annexed. But this one isn't annexed, and so it's the county that really has to determine things like neighborhood uniqueness and the vibe and who they are and that kind of thing. That falls to the city, who would generally be the applicant. In this case, it's the county. I mention that because I think it's understandable that staff would say that this is compatible, because indeed our job is to look at it from 20,000 feet. That's our job. That doesn't necessarily mean that the county commission will agree, but that's our job. Our job is to look at this from strictly a planning sort of perspective. The overlay district, I think it's been made clear that while that makes a great deal of sense within the incorporated area, it doesn't apply to the unincorporated area, but it could influence it. And that, again, would be a determination for the city if it annexes, or for the county commission. County commission should have the ability to decide what the designation should be, and they can't do that unless we move it forward. However, I want to sort of nail this down, because I think it's sort of important to everybody involved. Mrs. Mealy, if you could, I'd like you to repeat on the record as a binding voluntary commitment that you and your client will engage with the city under any set of circumstances to annex it into Coconut Creek.
You have our commitment.
With that said, I just want to thank everyone who's presented. I want to commend the staff for their review of this item. This is not an easy item to review. And I respect all the points of view that have been made, and I'm ready to vote.
Sure. Mayor Ryan, I had Mayor Ryan first, but Commissioner, if you'd like to.
Commissioner, please.
Commissioner, please.
Okay. Thank you. Good morning. As you know, I am a commissioner in Coconut Creek. We do pride ourselves on the character of Coconut Creek. My colleagues have made strong statements regarding the city. We're especially proud that we're a green city. We take climate change, we take all the environment very seriously. This particular neighborhood, and it is a neighborhood, is rural. The residents there are unique in their in the fact that it's farmland, it's equestrian. You don't find that in many cities. So we're proud of that area. What disappoints me is that compromise is off the table. And we have been here before with the other parcel of land, and we did compromise. We're not saying don't build houses on that property. We're saying keep the atmosphere, the flavor of that neighborhood. Take all our residents into consideration. When our residents go to that neighborhood, go to the park, they expect to see a unique neighborhood. We have North Broward, which is an elite school. We have Adios Golf Course, which, of course, being female, cannot visit, but, of course. But there is a flavor in the North Creek, and we're just looking to maintain that. We're not saying we don't need additional housing. Yes, we do. But again, like I said, I'm disappointed, and I would be opposed if there is no compromise involved. Thank you.
And Mayor Ryan, then I have Mayor Ryan, and then Mayor Harden. Mayor Ryan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to also begin where my colleague, Commissioner Castillo, began, which is thanking the city of Coconut Creek, not just for its advocacy here, effective advocacy here, but for consistently, punching above its weight so to speak, right? City Coconut Creek has been engaged, as my colleague noted, on all the big issues that affect us regionally, from 911 communications to solid waste to climate change, in areas that perhaps cities of similar size don't always engage as vigorously, and have utilized their voice in every forum necessary to advocate not only for its residents, but for broader issues across the region. And I thank Coconut Creek Commission. I enjoy working with the commission and their staff on many issues. Part of what, you know, I could see the neighbors who are opposed to this is this creep that seems to be flowing towards their property, the inevitable creep of, for them, I'm sure it feels like a tidal wave or tsunami, but I understand how that can feel. And this commission has taken very strong stands and unfortunately inherits decisions of prior commissions that has made this more complicated for the advocacy of the commission and staff. And I don't just look at a box like this. I looked at some of the visual overheads that show actually the houses and the property, not boxes with little lines, but what does the area look like? And it is true, to the east, it is a seemingly different environment. But that creep has continued, and when prior commissions were given the opportunity to restrict to one unit, they chose not to. In fact, right immediately to the west, it's three units. And the difficulty we have between retail to the south and the significant development to the west on this border property is, as my colleague Commissioner Castillo said, is we have to be careful that compatibility is not defined through a straw, but through a holistic approach. And it would, I think we're hard pressed to say this is incompatible when prior commissions at City of Coconut Creek felt three units an acre were, you know, was the target, the sweet spot. The applicant here hasn't asked for six or nine or higher density, has kept it consistent with what's west. And I think in looking at recommending compatibility, staff took the time to consider the voices. I appreciate the disenfranchisement discussion by the mayor. I could sense, you know, why is the room not full? It's probably a fait accompli sense on their part that why come here. But on the other hand, they also know they have you as strong advocates. Their voices in numbers won't be as powerful as the points you've raised about broad visions and your relationships with many of us up here. And so as a result, I took a lot of time to look at this issue because I knew it is rare for a city to come out as strongly against what is really a relatively small parcel because it represented something much larger. And I found myself unable, based on how we review items up here, to intellectually say this is just incompatible with the development in the area. I understand to the parcels to the east, and it may sadly reflect a slow progression of what may occur in the future. But given the historical creep that was approved by prior Creek commissions, which you all have inherited, unfortunately, the way the map looks to me as an overhead, not as boxes, but as actually looking at the homes in the area, considering, as my colleague Mayor Levy indicated, the fact that whether it's 5 or 15, that's, you'll work with the city on what that looks like to preserve the visual nature of it. But I find it difficult, if not impossible, for me to vote no, other than just pure emotion and out of solidarity with my colleagues on the city commission. And I feel bad in doing this, but given the mandate that we have, that given the standard of review we have and wanting to make sure I'm consistent going forward, I feel no choice but to support this item. I thank you for being here, Mayor and commissioners.
I have Mayor Harden, and then the last speaker for us is Mayor Rich, unless someone else raises their hand.
Very good. Thank you, Chair DiGiorgio. I've got a question. Mr. Mealy, if you could. How did you and your clients decide on three units per acre? I mean, why not four? or six. I mean, you point out on your graph that there some places they've got six, over six units per acre.
We thought that if we went with the lowest of the densities that the city allowed, particularly since the property right next to us is 3 units per acre, we thought that was the right way to go.
Gotcha. Thank you. I appreciate that. I just want to say thank you to the folks in Coconut Creek for showing up. It is important to hear from the local folks, but as you've heard from my esteemed colleagues up here, we do kind of wear a different hat at the Planning Council. If I was in the shoes of Mayor Levy, I'd probably be doing the same thing he is. But I do just want to say that, you know, we do wear
Mayor Rydell.
Mayor Rydell, sorry.
Which is not to say you wouldn't do the same thing as Mayor. No.
Correct, absolutely.
You just wouldn't do what Mayor Ryan does.
But we do wear a different hat, and our staff looks at things a little differently than at the local level, because of course we deal with different things at the local level, and that's apples to oranges, kind of what we do versus what a city commission does. But I do want to just kind of address the folks who didn't show up today, the comment by Mayor Rydell that, you know, there's people who are just feel disenfranchised. Well, that's not the case, and they shouldn't feel that way, because we do take everybody's voice into consideration. But as I said, we wear a different hat here. But we've all, well, anyone who has served on a city commission, of course, or a county commission, knows that when folks do show up, they are heard. But that's not always indicative of the entire population. But, you know, encourage people to show up at these meetings and also the local city commission meetings in all endeavors. But I did want to just point that out, that don't let folks lose sight of their voice. But thank you. I've got nothing else to add.
Mayor Rich.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. A lot has been said, so I'm just really going to be brief. I want to start by one thing, that annexation is not a law. If it were, every single piece of Broward County would be annexed. I've served in the legislature for 12 years. Pieces came to us to annex, and cities didn't annex them, and I can tell you why. Because they didn't, it was NIMBYism, it was not wanting to have those pieces annexed into their cities. And that's why the Broward Municipal Services District is what we have. And it is a county responsibility to look after that area. So I just have to say that there is no way that I could come to a decision that this is not compatible in any way. I just feel that the applicant has done everything that they could to look at the lowest density, as was mentioned, to ensure that, you know, they were trying to go no further than most of what the city had already done. And this map really kind of says it all to me. And when I look at the map and I see the commerce, the shopping center that's there, a 1,700 student school there. I mean, I just feel, I look at that map and see this little parcel in Broward Municipal District that for three to an acre, which is what is there in a lot of this area on that map for Coconut Creek, and I just have to support. It makes me so happy, because very often I complain about the fact that we have too many people that are from municipalities on the Planning Council, and because they do have a different responsibility, as Mayor Hardin just said, and we kind of have argued back and forth on many issues, but this time I'm listening to the conversation, and we are doing it from our planning perspective, and that's how people are thinking, and I'm very happy to see that, and I would like to make the motion to approve this.
We have a motion by Mayor Rich. We'll hold off on the motion. We'll hold off on your second. I do have it for record. Commissioner Newbold.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to thank the council from Coconut Creek for you coming out and you supporting the support of your resident as well as your city. I commend you for that, because I do the same thing. I go hard, I fight, and I listen. And I echo much of what my colleagues have said up here this morning. As a commissioner, I rely heavily on staff. I trust that they do the research, they do everything possible, but I also want to say, and this is for the residents, your voices matter. You show up and you continue to show up, whether you think it's going to lean in one way or another, continue to come. I was faced with a situation in my own neighborhood where the area was zoned for R1 zoning. And the residents that have been there over 20 years, some 30, some 40, some 50, wanted it to remain R1 zoning. But a developer came in and wanted to change it to mixed use. And the residents, I saw their faces. I saw, because they fought for it to remain R1 zoning. So now it changed. And I'm just saying all this to say that everybody's voices matter, just like Mayor Harden said, you know. So I too, I'm going to rely on staff here, but I understand, and hopefully, like my colleague to my right, as she said, hopefully there'll be some, what, negotiate, what did you say? Compromise. So, but I'm too, it's what we are here, not to, you know, we're just here to go by what staff has presented to us. But I just want to truly thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. We have a motion made by Mayor Rich. We have a second by Mayor Harden. I'll say before we take the vote, I appreciate everybody who came out to speak on this matter, and I commend the commission to take such responsibility in this for your constituents. Thank you for being here. With that, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Nay.
Motion passes. The nay, well, it's everybody except Commissioner Raley. We okay with that, Andy? Okay.
Close enough, right?
Thank you. Ms. Blake Boy, other,
thank anything you. Else? We don't have any other business today. I wish everyone a very happy holiday season, and we'll see everyone except for Mayor Rich on January 25th.
Happy holidays, and one more round of applause for Mayor Rich. Thank you all. Happy holidays.
You know what?